Fellowship Church, let's talk. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. If you have your Bible, we're going back to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Appreciate you giving us a chance just to be around the scriptures with you today. And so if you have your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 17, we are past now the David and Goliath part of 1 Samuel, where God used David and stone and really God's power to take down Goliath. And it's kind of neat now as you kind of move on 18, 19, there's excitement about David because of what God has done, not necessarily because of David, who's this amazing leader and shepherd boy, but because God has given David the strength to take down Goliath. Now it's caused a stir in the nation of Israel. And so if you have your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 18, and after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day forward, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. So just thinking this morning about 1 Samuel 18, thinking about the word friendship. You know, we've got David and Jonathan here. You've got mutual respect between those two. You've got a relationship that's forming. And so just important today for you to pause and think about your friends. And friendship kind of as a word for your life, the people that are around you, how are you going to be involved in their lives? And so a couple neat things as you look at the life of Jonathan, Jonathan just wanted to say, you know what, David, you are my friend. I'm just going to verbally say that. Jonathan goes one step farther than that, and he's really going to show him or demonstrate to him that he is really a true friend. And so Jonathan, the king's son, is going to give his robe, the armor, his sword, his bow, and his belt. He's going to give all of those things to David just to kind of say, you know what? I do respect you, but I want you to know the significance of our friendship. And so I think that's really kind of neat to see that this relationship is beginning. And so I was just looking around Proverbs some when I think about the word friendship. So I found Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. I found Proverbs 19:4, that money will bring friends, and then when that money's gone, they're gone. I found in Proverbs 22:24 that we shouldn't be friends with somebody that has a hot temper. So somebody has anger issues is probably not going to be our best friend. And then Proverbs chapter 27:17, most of you are familiar with this one, iron sharpens iron, so as one friend sharpens another. And so today, as you think about the word friendship kind of pulled out of 1 Samuel chapter 18, who are those people that you have mutual respect, that you've demonstrated your love for each other? Say, you know, I really appreciate you, and you might have given them something or gone somewhere or just give them the words of encouragement. But then I also think we need to be careful and make sure that we have friends that are around us that say, you know what, you messed up here, or this is a little bit too far, or I really think you need to consider this. And then, you know, you go back before the Lord and sit down and have those conversations. I think we need to, you know, incorporate those people in our friendship circles. Sometimes it's just easy to kind of keep people at distance so they really don't know who you are. And then maybe, you know, even if you think about the word friendship, you're thinking about your spouse. And can your spouse say some things that to you that needs to be said? Honey, I'm thinking about this, or I'm a little bit concerned about this, babe. And so as you navigate this Friday, putting the word friendship in front of you, and I just want to encourage you to have friends that are, you know, true and right and honest and great people, but then also the ones that are the iron sharpened iron friends that say, hey, you know what, I want to you to consider this or call you out in this area in your life or ask you to go and pray about this and see what if you're hearing the same thing that they're hearing. So thank you for allowing us to be around 1 Samuel chapter 18 today. And I'm thinking about the word friendship. So as you go about your day today, may God use your friends to be an encouragement to you and also be that truth part of your life. So why don't you join me as we pray today? Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for an opportunity to just go continue through the Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and kind of watch this relationship with Jonathan and David, Lord. And there's a lot of amazing things that are in there. And so I don't want to try to pull out too many things. But, Lord, we need friendships like that. And so as we navigate today, may we have people in our lives that will be encouragements to us, and we'll also have people in our lives that will be truth people. So we thank you for this opportunity today, Jesus. We need your help, and so would you use us. In your name we pray, amen. God bless you. Have a great day on this Friday.